Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
Man, Hickey, stop chopping onions up in the studio. What an emotional next 24 hours this is going to be as the great, can't even call him Mraz anymore because management wants to call him by his proper name, Sean Marash, is leaving CBS Sports Radio. No, he's not dying. No, he didn't get fired. He got a promotion, and he'll just be moving right down the hall. And I think now we'll see even more of him. We didn't even know that was possible, but we wanted to bring on Mraz for the great things that he's done for the network for, I guess, a decade now, some may say, as he joins us on CBS Sports Radio. Shawnee boy, how you been?
I'm good. I was hoping you were going to allow that to play out. I was going to get a little, I was so afraid to love you, even more afraid to lose. Love the way that song goes on and on and on. What's going on?
I'll tell you, probably my favorite clip from your time on the DA show, and I know this is not popular on social media with some people, but it's you singing Gloria.
Oh, that is a huge point of contention amongst DA show and CBS Sports Radio listeners. Yeah, I mean, that stemmed from the Blues Stanley Cup run.
Mm-hmm.
I got into it. I thought I had the words right. I didn't. And I really tried to bellow it out and be, not a baritone, what do you call the other ones, a tenor or something like that. And people cringe when they hear that. And then there's some people who can't get enough of it. It is a very, maybe that could be the most controversial clip in my history of CBS Sports Radio.
But that is you, because you're willing to do anything and you don't care and it's entertaining. And that's what makes that show that you've been on in the morning with DA and Bogus and Bilotti so fun, is that it's just basically a bunch of dudes sitting around at a table and just railing on one another.
That's exactly, which is why anytime we've incorporated other people on CBS Sports Radio through our sound check or playing some of the clips, and we rail on them as well, it's always with the good, the goodness of intentions, because that's the kind of crew we are. Some in the past have been able to take it, some haven't, including, Hickey's taken it, with bars of soap in the shower, some haven't. But yeah, no, exactly. And Zach, you grew up on Long Island like I did. Look, I was a fat kid on Long Island, mushroom haircut, acne, all of that. I was not going to survive junior high and high school if I didn't own everything that I was and say everything about me that anybody else could say. This way, nothing could ever offend me. And as a result, I think that just kind of led me to being, kind of Teflon as far as, chopping it up on the radio.
And that's the thing, because you had a playbook for a while when I got here. It was death, taxes, and whatever Zach Gelb says you're going to disagree with, and that was your playbook. And I think with the listening
audience... By the way, Zachy, you feel like the Patriots got a brighter future than the Giants, huh? What do we think?
Well, yeah, I didn't know you guys were going to get Brian Daboll, a former Patriot. But what I will say is, for a while, because of how many shots you would take at me in a fun way, and I'm never afraid to fire back and then just drag you through the mud and one-up you, there was a lot of listeners that thought we hated each other. And even though you're in the mornings and I'm at nights, we became friends. And when we would hang out, people would go, I thought you hate Mraz. Like, why the heck are you hanging out with that guy?
And it just goes to show you, right, that what you put out on the radio, people take so seriously. It's not that we're not saying what we're not saying is legitimate, but we like to have fun with each other. It's just like a way of life. I guess we'll call it, it's busting balls. And that's what we did. And like the first time I met you, I was a couple years into CBS Sports Radio before you came over. You came up to me at Radio Row. You might have been down in South Jersey at the time or whatever, but I'd known your father for a long time. So when you came over here and you started doing evenings, I'm like, well, look, I know I could joke around with his dad. We're going to test Zach here. And if he's either going to hang in there and throw the blows back, which you did, or you're not. And, I loved you for it. And yeah, you have actually been to my house. You might have been to my house more times than DA's been to my house since I bought my house. So that just shows you how close me and you have gotten. And yeah, people think we hate each other.
Well, let's also be real. There was a time that you thought I'd be at all your family events, too, with someone that I was dating as well.
Yeah, speaking of, I will remember you for sure. Yes.
Sean Mraz here with us. I'll tell you, the first time I found out about you, because like you said, since my dad works at WFAN, you know, I would always be following like what happened inside the company at CBS Sports Radio. I think it was the song I Got That Power. And I remember seeing a video of you who had no clue who you were in a Tiki Barber jersey doing some dance. And I thought it was like the funniest thing.
Oh, yeah, whatever that stupid thing was, it was like, I forget what it was.
It was like, dun, 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 I got that power. And then, like, you did, like, a truffle shuffle or something like that.
It was, yeah, it was some kind of dance that was going viral at the time, and I totally forgot. Yeah, I was, like, falling down or whatever. Yeah, I was never free to do any of that. So there's no reason you should be, by the way. Well, what's the worst that can happen? You fall down, look like an idiot, who cares? I mean, I'm the same guy who's made in my pants on the air. It does not matter. Nothing matters. Never take yourself too seriously.
What is the career highlight for you here at CBS Sports Radio?
Honestly, so like I could give you a simple like on the air, like this was really awesome something. But I think my career highlight is actually just the amount of people that I would have no idea connected with if not for social media. Like I say this not even kidding, Zach, like just little things that I wouldn't even remember me saying that made people laugh. I've had people literally, this is going to sound egotistical, but it's not, you know, hey, I was really in a down time, you know, certain things going on in lives where mental health was a problem and people basically saying that I've saved their life and me and Dave, like that to me above anything else is my career highlight there because you never know when you turn on those microphones how many people you're connecting with or talking to and have that kind of interaction was unbelievable. Now, as far as the actual career highlight, it's probably Aaron Rodgers telling me to get away from him. Like we're there, we're at the Final Four. I lose a bet thanks to Aaron Rodgers. I go up to him at a bar thinking, you know, I'm with some people thinking I'm, you know, I'm on CBS Sports Radio. He'll respect me. And he literally told me, get away from me, buddy. So, I mean, it's one of the great quarterbacks of all time telling me to basically get lost. So that has to be right there, right up there.
That's amazing. Sean Marash here with us. Tomorrow's his final day at CBS Sports Radio. Once again, don't worry. He's not dying. He's not getting fired. He got a promotion. He's going right down the hall. You can hear him afternoons.
You and Hickey are going to see way more of me now, which is the ironic part.
Yeah, well, the last person that hosted afternoons, Craig Carton, and let me emphasize that T because I usually say it as if it's a D.
Yeah, I didn't.
As that's who I have a problem with, that Sean has taken many shots at me throughout the years, which I'm fine with over. And I get a bunch of people in my DMs, we're going to say the football team's name, blah, 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 blah. Craig used to bring in a ton of food. Are you going to be carrying on that tradition for everyone here at CBS Sports Radio?
So I have made this declaration on the show. I am no longer the food guy. I'm looking forward to not waking up. The best thing I'm looking forward to, in all seriousness, like the one positive is not waking up at 4 a.m. I hope with a little more sleep I could become even healthier. I have been on the right track over the last year. That being said, I am there going to cross over two meal times. Now, potentially lunch. By the time I get in, a little late lunch, potentially dinner. Food will come. Now, will come in waves the way Craig brought in food? I don't know. But food will come. I've already, put it this way, if you check my Instagram story today, there's already been a couple test runs of certain salespeople trying to run some food items by me and have me drool over hamburgers. So, things could happen, Zach.
I was going to say, if you're no longer the food guy, I was going to say, we'll see you back here at CBS Sports Radio in 2 years.
but I'm working next to Tiki Barber. How can I stuff my face? The guy could be in the Hall of Fame one day. He said he's going to have me running marathons by the time I'm done working with him.
Sean, you could use that Peloton every hour you are no longer at WFAN. Like all the time that you're home, you'll never get in as good a shape as Tiki.
Look, at some point he's going to get older. And, I'm a few years behind. You never know. Never say never.
So let me ask you this, and then we'll wrap up with Sean Marash here with us. So you were here. D.A., did he come over here? It was right when the network started. And how did you guys link up?
So I was a part-timer at WFAN, and we knew that CBS Sports Radio was launching, and I was kind of in this, you know, handful of part-timers that Eric Spitz, the then program director, seemed to like and seemed to want to be pushing for and bring with him in this launch of the network. I got put in a room with DA, three other people interviewed as well for his producer job in the overnight. Some might have said I was like the fourth most likely to have gotten the job in all seriousness in terms of like hierarchy of these part-timers. And he and I guess I didn't realize at the time during the interview, just connected. He thought there was something about me. He loved that, you know, I was kind of named after former New York Giants. He took a run with me and that, you know, we hit it off and we never looked back after 10 and a half years. Was it always easy? No. Was I an idiot mid-20s kid trying to learn how to produce on the fly in 2013? Yes.
Did you sometimes get sensitive when they were bringing people in, interviewing for your job when you were still on the air with them?
But we learned to deal with it. But back and forth, I think over the years, we just became one of those things, man. And then you know, producer became on air and producer and all those stuff over the years, and eventually became, you know, I think a pretty successful morning show. So, yeah, it's just kind of incredible. I stepped in a room thinking there's no shot I'm getting that job specifically, and 10 and a half years later, I'm leaving that job where, you know, I'd be lying if I told you there were points in my time where I thought about, you know, do I ever want to leave? And, you know, the right opportunity presented itself.
Has this been awkward for you? Because there was a big emotion, right, from everyone involved in the show with how close you guys are, and then you had to stay here. I don't mean that in a bad way for the next 3 weeks. Has this been weird for you with everyone kind of singing your praises?
Yes, because now you're getting a lot of people who are tired of it, and understandably so. A lot of people aren't diehards to listen to the show. Like, we're still doing the goodbyes. How are we doing the goodbyes? And the truth is, yeah, it is a little awkward, but everything happened very suddenly. Also, it happens on basically the same weekend that the Bob's Bar Show happened, where you were there, a part of it, you know, parking cars and everything. So we just had this huge event where we connect with listeners. Then we have to come off of that. DA is on paternity because he just had a baby. And it just kind of became this whole whirlwind thing, and we were all kind of emotional because it was just kind of like, wow, this has happened so suddenly. And then we've still been here for 3 weeks, kind of off and on with days off. So I think a lot of people listening to the show keep saying, how come nobody's crying? They're like begging for tears. And we've had 4 days of laughs so far. So tomorrow morning, the final show, we'll see, you know, the final goodbyes, if any emotions come of it. But, you know, yes, I'd be lying to you if I told you it hasn't been weird based on the fact that it felt like we said goodbye a month ago.
And I'll tell you, the person I was surprised the most about, and we talk about, right, how you kind of just rag on everyone, and that's part of radio, and that's what we do. But there have been times where I've been listening or I've been watching, and I've seen you and Pete go at it. I was blown away how emotional Pete was.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. Like, I love Pete. Pete annoys me to no end. I annoy Pete to no end.
Click the
just
pen.
Like brothers would. I work 3 feet from him every single day for the better part of 5 years. You think we're not going to annoy each other, but in the end, you know, it's just like when you get to a fight at Thanksgiving with your cousin or your brother, you still love them. And then you realize all that time you shared, oh my goodness, we're literally like never going to see each other. Like, me and Pete are basically never going to cross paths based on our hours. You know, I'm sure here and there, but nothing like the connection we had. And for him, having to go build up a connection with somebody, you know, that takes time. Me and him had a serious bond, which, you know, it's a radio brother of mine.
I will say, outside of Smack Off, I think the best thing that we have going at the network is the Bob's Bar Show.
For
because
sure.
It kind of shows the power still of national radio, where sometimes you do this show and you know people are listening because we're on so many affiliates, but you don't really know who's listening. And even though I lost that bet, it was great because I got to meet all the listeners right away. And you have people coming in from Vancouver and Alabama and all over the place. And it just shows kind of the family atmosphere that we have around here.
It's amazing. And I don't just say this to pump any hot air up anything. There are a lot of national radio networks, okay? And you know all the big names. It is hard for me to imagine, because I've scanned this with doing the Bob's Bar Show and hearing the Smackle quotes. It is hard for me to imagine that any listener base connects quite the same way CBS Sports Radio does as far as the national to the local. And our listeners are nothing short of amazing. I mean, again, I was in my own New York bubble, and I got listeners. I'm going to Boise, you know, Baltimore, all these people from all over Alabama, and you just realize all these necks of the woods, and we connect with them. It's incredible.
So is this bittersweet for you? Because you got to be thrilled. This is a promotion. This is a great opportunity for you, but it's got to be weird leaving.
100% it's weird leaving. Look, it's amazing. I'm going to a station that got me into radio to begin with, one that I started as an intern and part-time with. I'm going to a time slot where I'm going to be, you know, I'm a signed contracted host on a time slot that's like iconic for Mike Francesa and Mad Dog Russo. It's amazing. And I'm working with Tiki Barber, who, I mean, was my favorite player growing up on my favorite team. So all of that is awesome. But, I'm leaving. I don't like change to begin with. I'm leaving a situation, and especially with DA, before we even get to Bogus and Bilotti, where I don't have this opportunity without him. Like, I could have easily just been a producer, sat there, put up calls or whatever. He gave me the opportunity for all the on-air stuff and everything and let my personality grow. And it's weird, man. It's like moving away from like the family you grew up with. You know, you go to college, go away, and then you never go back home. That's kind of what it feels like.
Last thing I'll ask you, and I'll save the most controversial question for the end, and don't pull a Debo Samuel and hang up on me. what is the status of the Bob's Bar Show moving forward? Because I think your father and your mother have got to know him pretty well throughout the years. regardless if you're there or not, I think they want to continue the shindig.
For sure. And look, one way or another, there's got to be a DA Show event. And I'm not anti the Bob's Bar event continuing. I would love to come back and basically have nothing to do. But, geez, just give me the keys. I'll park the cars and just hang out and drink. They, you know, they could do the show or whatever. And maybe that's something I keep a day off for. I've joked around with Pete, DA, Bogus. I said, look, you guys want to do the show. I'm totally fine renting out my parents' house to do the show, bring all the listeners. Let's have a great time again. But I'll tell you one thing. Shawnee's done setting that up and being the last one left standing for Randy in Alabama to stumble back to his hotel. So everybody better be in lockstep and not just leaning on me for all that.
Or make sure that knockout Neil isn't puking all over the place.
Yeah, that's the other thing, too. You can't have a guy passed out behind the pool next year.
Sure. I love you, Sean. Maybe, you're my favorite. You're the best. I love you.
Maybe next year I'm the guy who deserves to be passed out behind the pool. We can only hope.
Well, I'm happy for you. I'm thrilled for you. I'm glad that we've become good friends throughout the years. And I know that friendship will continue, but you know what? We're even going to see more of you now.
You're coming over, baby. College football, let's go.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Spike's office in a few weeks and say, okay, let's get Mraz back in the mornings. We need him away from these afternoon parts.
Well, I'll bring the food for you, Zach. Don't worry.
What the heck was that?
That was my, like, slip.
Gotcha. So that was like, I didn't really tell that good of a joke, so you're just going to give me a sympathy laugh.
Well, I'm also
I thought that was a pig squealing.
No, my one kid is – oh, you're hearing the pig squeal. That's Ranger, my puppy in the backyard, screaming and jumping at the door right now.
Okay. Well, I'll let you run. It always seems like you have everything in order. Appreciate it. Congrats,
Sean.
Yeah,
chaos house. Take care, guys.
There you go.